This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 8th of Jul, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the weather is warm and inviting. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying a sunny afternoon. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Down south in Eilut, it's hot and sunny, ideal for a day at the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze off the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the IDF has eliminated a key terrorist from the October 7th attacks. 5 people were killed in Gaza strikes, including a child. The military says this man led the cell that attacked Kibbutz Nirim and posed an immediate threat. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel is preparing for potential renewed conflict with Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz have canceled a military ceremony amidst rising tensions. Also this hour, according to the Forward, former President Trump declared the ceasefire with Iran over. This follows U.S. military strikes in Iran as tensions escalate. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that Trump, speaking at the NATO summit, believes Israel will withdraw from southern Lebanon. He mentioned a conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And finally, JNS questions Turkey's reliability as a U.S. ally. Their history of hosting Hamas and buying Russian missile systems raises concerns about providing them with the F-35 fighter jets. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted minutes ago that Trump stated, "When they hit, we hit 10 times harder." He expressed confidence that any conflict will not last long. The Israel Policy Forum, an advocacy group, posted earlier that the Israeli government's refusal to recognize a high court decision is sparking what many see as a constitutional crisis. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted Trump's remarks about the elimination of Iranian leadership. Trump jested that he might be their next target. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on the IDF operation in Gaza, the military confirmed that the eliminated terrorist led the Nukba cell responsible for the Kibbutz Nirim attack. This operation reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. Holding the body of a Gazan is intended to use in hostage negotiations. Turning to the tensions with Iran, as reported by Ynet, Israel's leadership is on high alert following Trump's announcement on the end of the ceasefire. Though a full-scale war isn't expected, the situation remains volatile. This affects regional stability and Israel's diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, from the Forward, Trump's statement on Iran marks a significant shift in U.S. strategy. The recent military actions signal a firm stance against Iranian aggression. The implications for Israel's security strategy are profound as they navigate these developments. Connecting with Israel Hayom's story, Trump's belief in Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon underscores geopolitical shifts. This comes after his dialogue with Netanyahu, highlighting possible changes in Israel's military strategy in the region. Finally, the JNS report on Turkey raises questions about NATO alliances. Turkey's actions could impact its standing with Western allies and further complicate Middle Eastern military dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a conflict between the Treasury and the Knesset legal advisor. Deputy Budget Director Tamar Levy-Benna criticized claims about a budgetary breach, calling them close to incitement against public employees. Separately, Globes reports that metro tunneling is set to begin next month in Israel. The Minrav Group will start building a 35-meter shaft, marking a significant infrastructure development. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that Bank Leumi will invest 33 million shekels in ISOTEST. This investment through Leumi Partners highlights the bank's commitment to quality control technology in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.